And now, Imus GTC Laundry Detergent presents Imus in the Morning Radio Theater on the Air. This week, episode 2 of The Woman Who Would Be King. When last we left you faithful listeners, media giant Harpo Winstead had endorsed Hawaiian-American Senator Barat Ohana for president, much to the chagrin of New York Senator Haley Clayton, one-time frontrunner for the Democratic nomination and wife to former president Billy Clayton. We join Billy in a private meeting with a loyal Clayton campaign staff member, Willie Magwams.
Okay, here's the deal. The media keeps saying Ohana's being Hawaiian shouldn't be a factor in his campaign, and yet, in the very same reports, they cite what percentage of the Hawaiian vote he's nailed down. Everybody says you can't play the race card. You can't play the race card. Meanwhile, it's the big Hawaiian monk seal in the room that nobody wants to talk about. That's where you come in.
But I'm not Hawaiian. I'm actually American Samoan.
Whatever. Who cares? All you Polynesians look alike.
Meanwhile, on the West Coast, Senator Ohana sits on the veranda of the governor's mansion in California, sipping lemonade with a former action film star and California governor, Armin Braunschweiger.
So, Borax, what kind of name is Ohana?
It's Borat. Borat Ohana. It's Hawaiian. It means extended family. Which kind of fits, because I wasn't actually born in Hawaii.
Wow, me too. I was not born in California. My family is extended from Austria. It's a lot like California, except no Jews.
I need to ask for your advice, Governor. I have skeletons in my closet.
Baking soda. That's what my grandfather used. Keeps them clean and fresh and white.
No, I mean, I used to have a drug problem.
Drug problem? You're from Hawaii. You can get that Primo Maui Waui Super Swazi skunk weed all the time. No problem.
Tune in next time for episode 3 when Billy and Haley make a desperate call to their daughter.
Hi, this is Kelsey. I'm not here right now. Leave a message. Beep!
Hello, Puddin' Pop? It's Daddy. Listen, love bug, Mommy and me need you to do us a favor. If she's ever going to beat this pineapple-eating Ohana, we need you to campaign for her. Help her get some delegates. Now, I want you to understand that we don't want to exploit you. We don't want you buying them drinks or taking them to dinner or getting them gifts. We just want you to have sex with him.
This has been Imus in the Morning Radio Theater on the Air, brought to you by Imus GTC Laundry Detergent, because everybody in politics has dirty laundry.